Strike Force by Dale Brown. This story is dedicated to my son Hunter, who has shown me time and again that he has inherited and embraced the greatest gift I can give any young person, the gift of imagination. You may be reading this story for the first time, but I can tell you that Hunter and I have told and retold this story to each other dozens of times. The old man thanks you, big guy. Real World News Excerpt. Pentagon Planning for Space Bomber by Robert Windrum, MSNBC News, August 14, 2001. An experimental NASA spacecraft could well be the harbinger for a small armada of billion-dollar space bombers, space operations vehicles, that could be launched from a U.S. base and fire weapons at almost any target on Earth, all within 90 minutes of a presidential order. The next generation of America's bomber fleet will be a far cry not only from World War II's B-17, but from the stealthy B-2 bomber as well. Speed to target is likely to be just as high a priority as a bomber's payload in the 21st century. In June, Rumsfeld directed the Pentagon to investigate suborbital space vehicles that would be valuable for conducting rapid global strikes, according to a Pentagon planning document issued under his name. And as recently as last month, Boeing said it was talking to the Air Force about investing millions of dollars more in Boeing's X-37. Then, in congressional testimony this month, General Michael Ryan, the Air Force Chief of Staff, acknowledged that a futuristic space bomber is being contemplated by the Pentagon's long-range planners. Strategic Forecasting Incorporated, www.stratfor.com, 9 November 2004. An Iranian official.